रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 53 द फायर ऑन द टेल ऑफ मारुति। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। At the words of Vibhishana, so well suited to the time and the place, Ravana spoke in reply, Vibhishana, I admit that you speak true in saying that messengers should not be put to death. So, deal with this wretch in any other way as will leave our mark upon him for all time. Monkeys hold dearest their tail, is it not? So, set fire to it and drive him out of our capital. Let his friends and kin rejoice in the sight of his tailless beauty and spiritless countenance. Set fire to his tail and take him round all through the city of ours. Immediately the Rakshasas, burning with anger at the thought that Maruti had cruelly slain many a one dear to them, wrapped round his huge tail old clothes. Then they soaked those old clothes with oil and set fire to it. Now Anjaneya, blazing in splendor and wrath like the morning sun, struck down with his burning tail hundreds and thousands of Rakshasas about him. Women, children and old men came out in crowds in great glee to have a look at the wicked monkey whose tail was on fire. Though kept back by the mighty strokes of Maruti, they yet surged around him and tried to put him under bonds. Then Maruti said to himself, What is it to me if they bind me to their heart's content? I have but to give room to a wish, and these bonds are nowhere, and these wretches are but viewless atoms. Do they call this a punishment to the havoc I wrought upon them? All these Rakshasas massed together cannot afford me decent fight for this single arm of mine. Now that I recall to my mind that Sri Rama has vowed to destroy Lanka and Ravana, it behooves me to keep from fighting and take a careful view of Lanka and inspect it. It is nothing to me to ignore the worries and the insults that these creatures put upon me. I had but an indistinct view, and that at night, of this Lanka, its walls, its fortifications, and its defenses. But I should have a more careful look at the same in the broad daylight. Ravana has ordered that I should be carried round all through Lanka, and he but plays my own game, though he knows it not. Then when we come here to fight, it would serve me mightily. I must carefully take note of all places on my way, that I may at some future time come upon the Lady Sita, be she hid anywhere in this capital. Let these wretches please themselves to their heart's content with binding me and setting my tail on fire. It affects me not in the least, either in body or in mind. Endowed with boundless strength as he was, he entirely kept back his true nature and showed himself to them as a puny monkey. So the Rakshasas laid their hands upon him and led him all through the city. We have brought you in bounds a wicked monkey that slew our Rakshasa heroes by hundreds, cried they to the sound of conches, the drums and trumpets, as he led Maruti along and slapped their shoulders and thighs in their pride of victory. He could have lightly and in sport, as it were, slain his foes, man, god or demon. The mighty son of Vayu remained in the grip of the Rakshasas and made a most careful scrutiny of the town as he passed through it. Mansions of curious design, wonderful varieties of aircraft, subterranean halls and houses most ingeniously concealed, well-laid crossings, main roads, streets and huge castles, neat cottages met his view. Guards were on their watch on the high roads, the crossings, the doomed halls, and shouted in glee, Look, the messenger who came here to possess himself of our secrets! Then crowds of women, boys, girls, and old folk poured out of their homes to have a sight of a puny monkey and his burning tail. Meanwhile, the Rakshasis in the Ashoka Grove ran to Janaki and said, Sita! There was a red-faced monkey that had speech with you some time ago. They have set his tail on fire and are taking him around every part of Lanka. Now Maruti was dearest to Sita's heart. He stood between her and impending death. He brought her welcome news of her beloved Lord Rama. He gave her back, as it were, life, happiness, and fair fame. And even he was now in the clutches of danger and death. She writhed in agony as if her life breaths were being torn out of her. She sought the grace and protection of the Lord of Fire that no ill would ever come to Hanuman. Her eyes grew bright with the love she felt towards Maruti. She would bring him safety and peace. So she purified himself and offered worship and adoration to Lord Agni. O Lord Agni, if it is true that I have rendered dutiful service to my Lord Rama in thought, in word, and in deed, if it is true that my heart enshrines no other image but his, grant me, as a result of my devotion, that Hanuman feels cool and happy at your touch. If Rama, the soul of wisdom, feels the slightest love and affection towards me, if it is so decided by fate that I am to be delivered from my sorrows and go back to the side of my beloved Lord, let Maruti feel no discomfort, but keep cool under your touch. If the noble and virtuous Hanuman knows full well that my heart is pure and straight, and that it throbs eagerly for the moment when my beloved Rama will seek me out, then I pray you, scorch not his body, but bring coolness and pleasure to it. If it is true that Sugriva, the soul of truth, will raise me from the depths of my grief, let my son Hanuman feel utterly cool under your touch. And lo, the Lord of Fire, as if whispering to Maruti the news of the safety of Sita, put away his fiery breaths and burnt speedily with slight inclinations to the right. The Lord of Fire would be of good service to Sita and change into delicious icy coolness the hot flames that surrounded the burning tail of Maruti. On his part, the son of Vayu observed that his tail was on fire and that he felt no heat or no pain thereby. Wonderful! My tail blazes like a hill on fire. The heat and the flames grew apace, but I feel not the slightest discomfort thereby. I enjoy the delicious sensation as if all the coolest articles in the world were wrapped around it. But I should not forget that when I leaped across the stormy waters at the behest of Rama, the watery depths too afforded a resting place for me. And it was in recognition of the boundless might and powers of that Lord Raghuvira. Now this too is another instance of it. My Lord Agni might well be as enthusiastic in the service of Rama as the Lord of Waters. I owe it to the greatness of Rama. I owe it to the great friendship between my father and Lord Agni that I do not feel his fire much. He took counsel with himself for some time of his future course of action. All at once, he sprang up with terrible roars and was seen at the top of the lofty fortress gates, even like a mountain resting on the top of another. With the speed of thought, his form grew mountainous in bulk, and as quickly did it contract itself most subtly. His bonds fell away from him. Then he resumed his vast proportions, and glancing around, he saw a huge bar of iron lying on the doorstep. He swung it aloft and smashed to death the guards there and the Rakshasas around. The monkey hero was taking his observations of the town, his burning tail towering aloft like a mountain peak on fire. He gave one the idea of the Lord, the sun, in all the effulgence of his thousand rays. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhavaya Mangalam.